With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. A 5-acre fire started around 4 p.m. today near Alberton. Lolo National Forest spokesperson Boyd Hartwig says the fire is burning mostly grass and that it's not yet known if the fire is human-caused. Hartwig says it's currently the only active fire in the Lolo National Forest. He says several engines are on scene.
They were able to knock it down, so things are going pretty well.
Two fires are burning on the Flathead Reservation. Both emerged from a lightning storm on Friday night. The Garden Creek Fire, 3 miles north of Hot Springs, is burning 8 acres, and the Walk-In Fire is burning a quarter acre in the Mission Mountains near St. Ignatius. C.T. Camel, the fire prevention specialist for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, says crews are engaged in a burnout, or controlled burn, to suppress the fire near Hot Springs. Camel says neither fire is a threat to property.
They're all well into the woods. No structures within miles.
Multiple crews and helicopters have been working to contain the fires. One new fire has started on the Kootenai National Forest, making for 22 new starts since July 28th. The Inch Fire is burning 1/10 of an acre on the Rexford and Fortyne districts. Other Kootenai fires include the Davis at 215 acres, the Porcupine burning 12 acres, the Feeder burning 11 acres, and the 10 Mile burning 20 acres. The Kootenai has issued road and trail closures in the Northwest Peak Scenic Area of the Three Rivers Ranger District, Yak Highway 92, and in the Rexford Fortyne Ranger District. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning this afternoon for critical fire weather across western and central Montana. That means conditions are ideal for wildland fires to start and spread quickly. The NWS says the potential for wildfire in much of western and central Montana will remain high through Friday. Kootenai National Forest spokesperson Sean Ray Delmas says crews on the ground are preparing for the incoming weather. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.